The following program is presented on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American,
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns, Z-Max, made in America,
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes, Thomas Coffee Wilderness Roast, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors, CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri,
award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning, RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. We say Merry Christmas. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good morning.
In the Vogler Vogler. Matty G, a little under the weather this morning, and Peanut here. In the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Just like the introduction said, Vogler Vogler.
Live mobile on demand.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Fall is here. We're into our deer season shows like we do every year. We'll be doing lots of deer hunting stuff. Going to be awesome.
Awesomest.
We've got a great show lineup on this beautiful, beautiful fall Saturday morning. We're going to run down to Somerville, try to say that this morning. We're going to visit with John Cartwright, Zimmerman Meat Market. We've got an interview with John. We're going to have him on next week as well. We're going to ask him next week. We're going to be talking about all the cool stuff going on, what you got to do to take care of your deer to get them from the field to the processor. We're going to go down to RTP Outdoors, visit with Mr. Mark Hollis. Then we're going to talk to Mark Strand, Midwest Outdoors, for the November issue. Deer hunts. I'm going to talk about some deer hunting this weekend. I'm actually going to play some audio for some actual deer kills on a hunt for gun season.
Can I stop you just for half a second?
Okay, just for a second.
The thing that amazes me is you're a fantastic turkey hunter, but most people don't know that you're even a better deer hunter than you are a turkey hunter.
We're going to do a lot of deer stuff. We're going to do a deer seminar next week. Midwest, in his own words, with me. We're going to do that again because it's real important to talk about the history and, you know, everything about tradition and family in hunting. And story time this week's Old Joe. And we're also going to get Gary Mason on a little later, real quick, for a quick waterfowl report. We got all this brush carp thing going on. We just had fall turkey season, but we're going to talk to Gary a little bit about the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame guru, of course, about waterfowl. And on the line with us, we got Tiny Tim. Yes, we do. He's down in the Ozarks, baby. Yes. He's down at, you know where he's at?
Devil's Backbone.
Keep going. Wilderness Outfitters.
Okay, Devil's
Backbone. He's probably down at the cabin this morning, I think. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Hey, great. Hey, congratulations on a great buck.
Oh, thank you so much. I cannot thank Joe and Chance at Devil's Backbone Outfitters enough for the work they put in, the scouting, and just the management they do of the land down here. You know, people think about the Ozarks, they think about small deer. They don't think large deer like the one that we put down last night.
Right.
They need to reconsider that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say this morning. But the management, the time, and the effort, and the work that they put in—that even with all those rocks down there, you can grow good deer. You don't have to be in Iowa or Illinois. And what's really cool is that a lot of hunters go a lifetime without killing a chocolate rack Ozark buck of that size.
Wow!
What a beautiful deer.
People can see pictures of this deer on Thinking Woodsman Facebook page.
Right.
It's got so much character, Ray. You mentioned the chocolatey antlers. Mm-hmm. It's got stickers and kickers all over the place and split forks. It's just, I still haven't fully taken in.
You're having a great, buddy, you're having a great fall. You killed a fall gobbler. A lot of people never accomplish that in a lifetime. You've killed a beautiful buck in the Ozarks. You're hunting the Ozarks. It's just, you're having a great fall.
I'm not coming back. I'm staying down here, guys. I'm sorry. I am.
How's our boy Billy doing? Is he hanging in there?
He said to say hi, and then he went back to sleep.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, that happens when you get retired, you know.
Tim's buck is beautiful because when he's sitting there holding the rack is actually bigger than Tim's shoulders.
Yeah, and Tim's not 6 feet behind it like a lot of these pro guys.
Oh, no.
Tim's right there with that buck and got a hold of it and right out there in the field. How big was the smile when you guys walked up on him?
Oh, my goodness. Chance found him. We backed out. It was a really good hit.
Yeah.
But I came in from the top, and I wasn't sure if I got a full pass through. So, you know, if there's no drain hole, you don't know that you got a good blood trail.
Right.
So we backed out, and a buck like that, I just did not want to push. But I thought I heard him crash. Walking through the cedars, Chance and Joe are there with us, and Chance says, "Hey, Tim, I got something for you."
Oh, that's so awesome. You know, that could go both ways. That kind of scares me after seeing some of your Facebook postings with you and Chance, you know, in a relationship, and I love you, and I love you too. I mean, you know, you're making me really nervous here, buddy.
There's a special bond.
This special bond. Like you said when you sent back your Facebook message, winning the Ozarks. Right? Hey.
You know, I am living the dream right now. This is the biggest buck I've ever killed.
That's awesome. In the Ozarks, too.
Yeah, in the Ozarks with friends. Bill got great footage of it, so people will be able to see the full shot, the full kill. I still can't believe that it happened.
This is so cool. We might have to put this hunt on television. We'll have to talk to Bill about that.
We got enough footage to do it.
That'd be awesome.
We absolutely do. You know, this buck was pushing does. I saw him at probably 100 yards, and even at 100 yards, he was contrasted by this field, and I could see the mass on the base of his main beam.
Oh.
My heart started thumping.
Yeah.
And usually, if you see a deer that far away, they don't come to you, but these does were pushing down towards us. Uh-huh. And one of them actually busted us. I don't know if caught my wind or caught my movement. Blew, but it wasn't enough to knock him off our trail. He came down to 15 yards.
That's awesome.
And Bill's watching me, and I'm waiting. And he wouldn't give me a shot. He was looking straight at me, and I had to come to full draw and just wait. And he took a step to the left. Sorry, took a step to the right, and just gave me enough of quartering towards me shot to lace one just over the top of his shoulder blade and down. And,
wow.
I'm living a dream, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, see, what they smelt was Bill Cooper, just so you know.
Okay. It smelled like acorns and regret. What is that?
Awesome. Now, see, boys and girls out there, we talk a lot about turkeys, but see, we also talk about brush carp. We're talking about a beautiful buck taken by Tiny Tim, the talking woodsman, the thinking woodsman. What, Vogler Vogler?
Well, there's another one of our listeners.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
From my doctor's office, the receptionist, Kristen Martin, Saturday night, last Saturday night, 6 p.m., on her 6th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Where is she? She and her husband are in tree stands.
That's awesome.
And she took her first deer ever, archery also, and it's her first deer ever with archery is a 9-point buck.
Cool.
It's about 200 pounds in Jefferson County.
That's very cool.
Is that?
What a great gal. She's in a deer stand on her anniversary.
And you saw the pictures. Was that the biggest smile ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like Tim's, you know. Yeah. It was a great smile.
Awesome, awesome.
And there's nothing special about me. This is 100% wild, 100% fair chase. If folks want to book a hunt with Bill's Backbone, dbwo.net, and get on the website and book a hunt. You definitely won't be, you won't regret doing it.
Yeah, they got great property. We were down there during the fall turkey season, got a good tour of the place. They do a great job of management for whitetail. They got turkey hunts. You need to get a hold of them, because just go to Facebook, go to my Facebook, go to Tim's Facebook, go to Tim's what is it? What is the name of his thing there?
Thinking Woodsman.
Thinking Woodsman. I keep wanting to call it Tiny Tim.
And he does.
I'm messing with you, buddy.
And he does some great podcasts on how to process a deer. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that you've got on.
Can't wait to see the footage.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, hunt a buck in the Ozarks like that. Kill a buck like that with archery equipment in the hills. It doesn't get any better than that, Tim.
No. People just do not realize the caliber of deer they have, but they're maximizing the potential of their genetics because of the land management that they do.
Right.
Just unreal.
And then right outside the cabin where you're at now, there's a Boone and Crockett trout.
These fish have shoulders on them. That's one thing we haven't gotten to do yet. Maybe we will today, but I caught, I guess it was probably a 22-inch rainbow last time we were down
here. Yeah, that's amazing.
The rainbows are just swarming the stream.
That's awesome. Hmm. All right, buddy. Well, thanks. We got to get out of here. Appreciate it. Getting on the show this morning, because I know you had a lot on your mind, a lot going on.
I'm going back to bed, boys.
All right, well, sleepy time, Tiny Tim.
Congratulations.
Right. So Chance doesn't get all the glory. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray. Love you too.
See ya, Tiny Tim. Awesome. How about that?
That is fantastic.
He killed a nice buck. Just go to my Facebook. Just go to Ray Eye and take a look at that buck. Beautiful Ozark buck. With that, we need to take a break. Going to come back on the other side. We're probably going to try to get a hold of Mr. Gary Mason and talk a little bit about some waterfowl.
Quackers?
Quacker, quack, quack, quack. See you on the other side, baby.